New government Islamophobia advisor is hope not hate imam who said Boris legitimized hatred. By Jack Montgomery on July 25, 2019. An imam appointed as an advisor on defining Islamophobia in one of the last acts of Theresa May's administration has accused Boris Johnson of having legitimized the hatred that exists towards Muslim women. Karya Sim, claimed as a board member and trustee by the far-left Hope Not Hate organization which has received funding from billionaire plutocrat George Soros, made the accusation against Johnson in the wake of a column in which the Tory said the burqa maid wearers resemble bank robbers and letterboxes, but should not be banned, as it is in many other countries. Boris Johnson's comments have fanned the flames of Islamophobia, the cleric insisted in late 2018, going on to claim there had been incidents of Muslim women in face veils being called letterboxes and that one woman in Bristol had been told to remove her veil by a bus driver. So there are incidents that are already happening because I think what Boris Johnson has done is, he's legitimized the hatred that exists towards Muslim women who wear face veils. Asim's social media output on Twitter also includes a number of Johnson critical posts, including one reading Boris Johnson's Facebook page hosts hundreds of hashtag Islamophobic comments after hashtag Borkaro along with an article with a similar heading, and another sharing an article by far-left Guardian journalist Gary Young titled, Boris Johnson's White Privilege, Imagine He Was a Black Woman. Theresa May's decision to appoint the imam to such an influential position shortly before her departure has been speculated in some quarters to be a deliberate jab at her successor, with the conservative Spectator magazine's Mr. Steerpike wondering if the appointment of Karya Sim has more to do with Boris Johnson than tackling burning injustices or the good of the country. Is it possible that May was unaware of her new Islamophobia chief's public distaste of Boris? The pseudonymous gossip columnist asked readers. Or is it more likely that she was instead sending a parting shot at the next leader of the country? Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.